This is Digital Pathology Today. Now, here's your host, Dr. Joseph Anderson.
Welcome to Digital Pathology Today. I'm Joe Anderson. In this episode, we discuss the enterprise pathology platform and how it's so much more than just image management. It's where work gets done and where data lives, according to Krishna Bala of Prosha. We discuss the components or steps involved in a digital pathology workflow. How do we make it all seamless? What's the appropriate level of pathologist involvement in the design and implementation of such systems? How can software engineers acquire domain expertise? What does integration mean? And how can we incorporate exciting new AI tools into our daily practice? We discuss the benefits of an open system and why today's guest thinks this model will ultimately win out. Krishna Bala is currently a senior VP of engineering at Prosha, a leading provider of digital and computational pathology solutions. He leads the development of Prosha's Concentric Enterprise Pathology Platform, which is used by leading life science organizations and top diagnostic laboratories. Krishna is an experienced healthcare technologist with more than 20 years of experience in software development, data engineering, and AI and machine learning. He is also an entrepreneur with several successful exits, including an IPO as CTO and co-founder. Krishna has a PhD in electrical engineering from Columbia University in New York. Krishna Bala from Prosha, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Joe. Look forward to this.
A while ago, we had Coleman Stavish, Prosha's chief technology officer, on the show, and we talked a lot about the image management system and what that is. Maybe now that has become common terminology. People get what that is. And you oversee all of engineering at Prosha and the Enterprise Pathology Platform. Now I see Prosha talking about this Enterprise Pathology Platform. Maybe could you explain exactly what that is?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for having me again, Joe. Real pleasure to be here. In terms of an Enterprise Pathology Platform, I want to say, first of all, that it absolutely includes an image management system within it, right? But I think the issue with an image management system is that it sounds too much like a storage device. It's, oh, I got an image management system. What do I do with it? Oh, I'm just managing images, and it feels like a repository. So an enterprise pathology system is way beyond that. And to put it very simply, I would say it is where work gets done. So that's the first thing. It's where all work gets done in a pathology ecosystem. And the second thing is it's where data lives, right? So those are the two key attributes, I would say, that distinguish between that narrower IMS feature, which is a feature within the pathology platform, and the broader enterprise pathology platform.
Work gets done and data lives there. When digital pathology was first getting traction, we had the FDA approval of scanners for primary diagnosis around 2017 or so, and people are excited. They're, how can I want to do this? And then the next thing they need is, we were talking about the image management system, so the slide can get scanned and uploaded and stored in this. So you need to view the image, but you're saying there's so much more to it than that. What kinds of tasks are we talking about? I would guess it would be something like maybe triage when you have a multi-pathologist group, you got to get the right case to the right pathologist. So there's that. So maybe would you consider that metadata or tagging the slide or the image even before the pathologist looks at it? Then I would guess the pathologist can do annotations while viewing the slide and save it and add to the data. And then so many other things we can layer on top. So maybe just walk us through what all the components would be in this platform.
That's a great workflow example. So let's start right there. So what needs to happen? You can imagine an ecosystem where there's a lab information system that's doing its work. It's bringing in data. It's basically bringing in samples, if you will, that are put on glass slides, eventually that are scanned by a scanner. And then you've got this, as you said, image management piece sitting on this side of the fence. So the first thing you can imagine is that you obviously want this pathology platform, which includes this image management capability, to interoperate or integrate directly with the LIS system, right? So you don't want to be copying cases over, copying and pasting stuff. You want all of this information to flow seamlessly. So that's the first part of it. You can imagine in a lab as this work gets done, or basically as a pathologist is doing their work, all of this is already ready to go. The case details are there. The images are all ready for the pathologist to look at. And the pathologist just then clicks on the case, gets to the image they want to get to, and they go about their work. And their work could involve things, as you said, Joe, things like, okay, oh, let me look at this. Let me pan and zoom around the image. Let me do some annotations. These are interesting areas. Oh, do I want to collaborate with somebody? So at this point in time, you might say, oh, I think I need to phone a friend. Can you do that within your system? So now within this enterprise pathology system, you want to be able to launch essentially a collaborate mode. You want to bring in somebody into this consultation and go, hey, can you look at this? Can you look over what I'm seeing? Is what I'm seeing correct? So these are the sort of elements that you want to have. And then once you're done with all of that, you want to basically complete this and then go to your next prioritized item on your list. So that would be typically for me, an enterprise pathology platform would seamlessly integrate inbound all the data from the LIS, outbound with other parts of the ecosystem. For example, now AI, it would integrate seamlessly with AI and ultimately would integrate then with your reporting engine at the end of this food chain, if you will.
So ultimately what we're looking for is an end-to-end solution that would replace all the things we used to do manually before the advent of digital pathology. So it goes all the way from receiving that specimen to ultimately generating the final report.
You got it, exactly. And all the pieces in between. So you can now sort of imagine why just saying IMS is a misnomer, right? It's a lot more than that. Yes, there is definitely that image management part. You want to be able to move the slides around, look at it. You want to be able to annotate, but those are just one part of this entire ecosystem.
That final report is no longer, since we're not in the 1950s anymore, that's generally not a piece of paper. That's generally a piece of data that then need that, which then need to integrate with the LIS or the hospital information system or a multi-center or multi-practice LIS as well. So that's what you mean by output.
Exactly. So Joe, that's well said, right? And what that says essentially is, I mean, think about the elements we are talking about. Now you start to come into this area of not just what are the requirements of an enterprise pathology platform? And the first thing you come into is an open platform. So we're now coming into this notion of, oh, I don't want to copy data over from one piece to another, one place to another, log into seven systems, or manual reporting and whatnot. I want to be able to do this seamlessly from one single platform. So you need to now get to that notion of an open system. But I think we're getting to that now.
There's two things. One is it needs to be seamless and it needs to integrate. So that means that all of the components need to integrate or all of the steps. You might have 10 steps involved and step 8 and 9 have to be speaking the same language, so to speak, or be able to integrate with each other. What do we mean by integration?
Perfect question. And I think let's look at the opposite of an open system. And let's say it's a closed platform. In a closed platform, what essentially would happen is you're not able to get data in and out of this system to other systems easily. So in a closed system, what would happen is you would literally be copying and pasting manually data over from one LIS system into your pathology system, for example. And it most likely you'd be logging into different systems too. So you might be logging into 3-4 systems, essentially your LIS system to get one sort of source of truth, then come to your pathology platform for a second source of truth. A third one would be your AI system, maybe for insights, and then a reporting engine. So this is now starting to become a major challenge because you've closed up your system. So look at the opposite that we talked about, a fully open, integratable, interoperable system, if you will. So in terms of integrations, what you need to do, the first experience is that you do not want your user, in this case, the pathologist, to be logging into multiple systems manually. They shouldn't be using 5 passwords and copying things over from one to another. And imagine you're copying data from one system into another. You might make mistakes. Humans make mistakes. You want to avoid all of that. So to me, a fully integrated experience would basically be a single sign-on. You sign on once into one system. Data flows into that system. So data flows into the pathology platform, the enterprise pathology platform. You have all the data you need. And as a pathologist, your eyes go to the most important thing you need to do, which is you got your case, you got your image open, and now you're doing your work. So that's what an integration is. Ultimately, behind the scenes, what is happening to enable this, Joe, number one is a single sign-on. You want to make sure you're not using multiple platforms or logins to get to multiple places. Second one would be the flow of data. How does data get from one system into another? So typically, in modern systems, you use something called application programming interfaces or APIs. So in order to have an open fully interoperable digital pathology platform, you need to make sure that these APIs are open and the data essentially flows in and out of the system in a fully authenticated way, fully authorized way, so that the right data gets to the right people and to the right systems. So that's the second part of this, which is from a technical perspective, underneath the covers, this is all that's going on there. You want single sign-ons, you want also open APIs.
It should flow. The workflow should move effortlessly from step to step. And we have a single sign-on. And like you said, a lot of this is happening behind the scenes. Maybe that's a good sign, is if it's so smooth and so effortless, the pathologist doesn't even notice it. That means someone's done a good job.
You got it. I think you nailed it, Joe. That's exactly right. From an experience, user experience perspective, that's, in fact, one of the things I tell my teams as I build out my engineering teams is to understand is that each of them needs to have domain expertise. They need to understand their user, their customer, their pathologist. They need to think like a pathologist. This is exactly what you're saying, which is you've got to know what's in the workflow. How does a pathologist get to their workstation? What do they do first? And how do they do their jobs? And you want to make sure, as you exactly said, they shouldn't even know that behind the scenes, data is flowing in and out. And as they move through their workflows, this is happening automatically behind the scenes and is ready and available when they need it.
It is surprising in 2024 how much of modern life is not integrated. Every person must have several hundred passwords for various applications of everything you do in everyday life, or even in what we do. I've been involved in a lot of labs and even given my input into developing systems. And one thing that comes up is the number of mouse clicks that it takes to complete your task. And we would call that, tell me if you've heard this term, they'd say it's too clicky, meaning you have too many steps are involved. So we got to eliminate those steps, make it seamless. Now, how does this relate to an open platform? So we want all of the steps in the platform communicating with each other. Does an open platform mean that, and I'm guessing each of the steps might be solutions from various vendors. And so with an open platform, does that mean you're free to choose which vendor you want to use to plug into your system? Is that how openness, because maybe some are better than others or it works better with your workflow for whatever reason, is that how openness is related to integration?
I think from a user perspective, you've nailed it, Joe. Again, having the user perspective, the pathologist perspective, that is exactly what your expectation needs to be from an open system. An enterprise pathology platform cannot be all things to everybody. So it doesn't do, you know, everything. You obviously want to partner with others that are experts in their own area of expertise. A good example of, we talked about single sign-on as an example. There's no need for ProSure to invent their own way to log into five systems. There are companies out there that do this. Microsoft, of course, is well known. Okta, there are others. But a single sign-on system already exists. These identity providers exist. We need to be able to integrate all of that capability into our platform so that when a pathologist logs in, it automatically behind the scenes gets them to access the three other systems they need to do their job. So openness is essentially that very important attribute that says you are designing your system so that it interoperates seamlessly with all of these other subsystems, right? All of these other systems that we depend on for that seamless workflow are accessible. And essentially that means, again, we come back to the workflow is seamless, the data flow is seamless, if you will. Both of these things constitute a part of this definition of openness.
Is it established or settled that open platforms are preferable, or open platforms are going to be the future of practice in digital pathology? Or is there still some tension, or even some companies or groups pushing for closed platforms, or companies maybe that have closed platforms and want to defend that?
I do believe there is this notion and I think you have to do this right at the beginning, Joe. So I can't speak so much about what the competition has done, but I do believe there are companies who believe they can do it all. I think that's a mistake, in my opinion. I think you've got to stick to your core strengths, what you do best, and delegate the rest to the best partners in the world. As an example, as I said, I gave you an example of single sign-on. There is no reason for ProSure to redesign and build out the world's best single sign-on experience. There are partners, there are vendors who are specialists in this area who this is all they do. They're multi-billion dollar companies, multi-trillion dollar companies in some cases, who've done this extremely well. We would leverage that capability. Why would I want to reinvent that? I'd say similarly in digital pathology, there are certain things that an enterprise pathology platform does extremely well. And that core, at the core of it, it's got to be a seamless workflow for your pathologist. I think that's the key value proposition here, is focus on that. The key value we bring to the table is that, which is that workflow, seamless workflow. Focus on that. And I think, to me, when you start to do that, you realize that there are partnerships you need to have in place to have that multiplier effect, where if there are more partnerships you can make, bring in more expertise to basically work in your pathology platform, the more value the pathologist is going to get out of this at the end of the day. So I think openness has to be very deliberate. And right from the beginning, it has to be part of your foundation.
Open platforms allow us to achieve this integration of the seamless workflow. And we were talking about all of the things you can do. One thing was, after we've made the primary diagnosis, or depending on the situation, before we have diagnostic assist devices and predictive and prognostic AI-based algorithms, how does that work? How do we integrate those algorithms with the platform? So I imagine openness is a key there.
So I think, Joe, there are, 100 plus forms of cancer. So there is no way that any single company is going to have AI algorithms for every single possible cancer in the world. So obviously, we've got to partner. We've got to go to people who have expertise in that particular area. Some we might do internally, some we have to partner externally. So again, this openness comes of critical value from that perspective. So you can imagine, as a platform, we would want to make sure our integrations are open, our APIs are open, and we work with partners to expose those details so that they can basically bring in their algorithm and it fits into the workflow. So here's an example of a workflow for AI. You can imagine a pathologist is at their workstation. They're dealing, let's say, with a particularly difficult case. They might hit a button that says, hey, can you give me an AI assist here? A sort of a, in the background, an assistant would wake up, fire up an algorithm somewhere. So the data required for that transaction would flow, let's say, from our enterprise pathology platform, in this case, the whole slide images. That data would flow to the algorithm, to the AI algorithm. It's a prostate case, for example. So a prostate algorithm would look at this. It would do their processing, essentially figure out that, oh, okay, here are the things that you want to look at. So whatever it is, it might be specific kind of insights that it brings back then into the platform. So what insights might it bring back? It might say, oh, you know what, for this particular cancer case, it might give you certain things like tumor lens. It might give you something like mitosis counts per unit area. It might give you some structured data like that. It might also send you a heat map. So it might send you data on a heat map that you now need to overlay on your image to say red, yellow, green. So look at the red areas. So it might show the pathologist the areas where there are challenges so that a pathologist would focus in those areas. So think about this workflow where all a pathologist has done is pretty much say, I need an assist. And behind the scenes, the platform essentially has to do all of this work to ship the data out and then bring that data back into the system seamlessly. That is essentially, again, at the heart of openness. This is where, again, having an open platform plays a key role here.
The open platform is key there to allow pathologists to utilize all of these amazing tools we have out there and all the amazing tools that we will someday have out there. But then the converse of that, or the flip side, is that we have all these vendors, for lack of a better word, creating tools out there. Say someone's developing a prostate algorithm, someone's developing something for colon, breast cancer even. So they have to develop that so it can integrate with your system. What's a software engineer's perspective on the development of these AI algorithms?
That's a good question that gets into the technical details of what I said about APIs. So again, the good news is that there are standard sets of APIs that can be used, that can be exposed by one system to another. This happens all the time on the internet. So web-based systems, and ProShare is a web-based system, these systems allow for that interoperability. It's already open APIs exist and can be leveraged for this purpose. So we had to be very deliberate in our, again, with our engineering teams. We had to train them. We had to make sure that right from the beginning, that this is a design principle, that openness is a key design attribute and a principle. I think the same thing needs to happen with people building algorithms. And I think they're seeing it. By the way, this is not something, Joe, that would be surprising to one of the AI vendor partners. They all understand that they need to have, on the other side of the fence, the ability to also interoperate using open APIs. At the end of the day, this is about patient safety, patient health. They want to be able to do all of that by interoperating and by integrating well. So this is something I do see a lot of good movement in the industry. I think a lot more needs to happen here, but I think we are seeing the beginnings of a march towards that openness. And I think open systems are going to win at the end of the day.
These tools, obviously the end user is the pathologist. And so I think it's critical that the pathologist has input into the design. But a few minutes ago, I was talking about my ignorance. Very often we have all these good ideas, but we maybe don't understand software engineering or programming or how it all works. It's important, obviously, to get the input. But then you hear stories of pathologists saying, gee, this obviously wasn't designed with any pathologist input. I would imagine it's a balancing act of trying to get the right amount of input, but to also make it work seamlessly, like you were describing. So what role do you think pathologists play in the development of digital pathology software?
A central role, right? So this is basically where I think engineers and pathologists need to come together. Again, from a human experience perspective, this is seamless integration within the building, if you will, or within your company. So at ProShare, as I said, one of the things, Joe, that I do pride myself on building a team that's not just engineers, but also engineers that pride themselves on having some domain expertise. And what I mean by that is understanding the user experience. So a very important part of our training, very important part of our interaction is to make sure that our engineers ultimately learn to think as much as possible like pathologists. How would a pathologist be using our system? What are the things that we would have to do to minimize clicks? You brought up the number of clicks. How do you want to minimize clicks? Copy paste from other systems, multiple logins. What are the things that would annoy the pathologist, number one? Secondly, come in the way of them doing superb work. So anything that's in the way of a pathologist not being able to access their data, not being able to access the system in the way they want to access it. We spend a lot of time, for example, focusing on things like keyboard shortcuts. This is key. Even though you might think, oh, wow, isn't that a mundane thing? But it is. But it's critical to a pathologist, how they move around easily and seamlessly on the screen, on that workstation, if you will. We obsess over these details. So design early on and engaging customers. We also have a pathologist on staff, but we go beyond that, not just internal guidance, but we go to our customers for guidance. We work with our customer experience team, product management team, but my engineers, as I said, I pride myself for the fact that my team has domain experts who understand their customers.
I like that. And take away anything that prevents the pathologist from doing superb work. A lot of people would enjoy that message. Krishna Bala from ProShare, you've had many years of experience in pharma, healthcare technology, software development, data engineering, AI, machine learning. How did you come to be interested in digital pathology?
So I was at a company called ResMed before this. It's a big, large public company. And I would say I came there through an acquisition. They acquired a company that I was working at. And I was enjoying my experience there when the founders at ProShare, David Coleman and Nathan, reached out to me. And they basically, during the interview process, talked to me about their passion and their vision behind revolutionizing pathology by bringing digitization to it. And I got to tell you, Joe, that just sold me immediately, I got to say. And I thought to myself, how often in life does anyone get a chance to revolutionize an entire area of medicine by bringing technology to it? So as an engineer, someone who straddled engineering and science and healthcare, this just spoke to me, spoke to my heart really. And I've been having a great time ever since.
The idea of revolutionizing something, that's what we're all doing in this exciting field of digital pathology. We say we're undergoing a digital transformation. That's definitely very exciting. Tell us, what excites you? Where do you see the field headed in the next 10 years or so?
A little crystal balling there. I would say for me, it's at the heart of this entire conversation. So what I dream of, what gets me woken up in the morning and enthusiastic, is the thought of a full enterprise pathology platform where work gets done and all the data lives. It's also a platform where AI just runs seamlessly in the background. In fact, we don't even talk about it. There isn't something like, oh, let me go and use AI to get some help. It just runs seamlessly. And what it does for the pathologist is organizes and prioritizes their work. So it tells them what they should be looking at first and what they can look at later. There's also an inherent copilot that runs in the background that automatically offers insights to the pathologist. As I said, via heat maps and other insights, other structured data elements, but it's all there. So the pathologist walks in, they one mouse click, and it's all sitting right in front of them. They can focus on this. They can quickly look at this and decide what they want to do next. Perhaps even the AI engine has already ordered the extra stains for them. It said, oh, you might need an IHC panel. I already ordered it for you and it's here. Here are the results from that. Or molecular, it says, you know what, I'm going to pre-order molecular because I know you're going to ask for that here. So those are the sort of things that I dream of that gets me excited, that essentially a pathologist walks in, they do not have to do a bunch of manual things, you know, menial tasks, a lot of breaks to their workflow. All of this is seamlessly done and it's all ready for them to do superb work, I think, as we talked about earlier.
It's all there. It's seamless. And it allows superb work. That's a very exciting vision. Our guest has been Krishna Bala from Prosha. We'll see you next time on Digital Pathology Today.
This has been Digital Pathology Today. Please be sure to subscribe. Check us out at digitalpathologytoday.com. Thanks for listening.